And throughout the rest of the show, we'll be taking you through our other highlights of the year. And so here's one chosen by Chris from a show we made all about allergies. As a hay fever sufferer myself, I get very irritated by sneezing all day, every day. But that's just an inconvenience. Other allergies can actually be really life-threatening. Chris Smith and Katie Haler tackled the topic. And first up, Katie went to see an 8-year-old, Dylan, and his mum, Micah.
When Dylan was about 18 months old, he was in the garden with his dad and his brother, filling up bird feeders with peanuts, and had an immediate reaction, which resulted in us ultimately being diagnosed with peanut allergy.
How does it affect your day-to-day?
It becomes the most important thing in your life. It makes your world very small to begin with. It's huge in its detrimental effect on family life. But luckily we have the resources and the kind friends and family to make it possible to do lots of normal things.
Dylan, what's it like having a peanut allergy?
Well, it's a bit hard because you have to check the labels of most things, and at like a birthday party they have a cake with peanuts and I have to just deal with it and not have it.
And we'll hear a little bit more from Dylan and Micah later on in the programme. Before that, we're joined by Pamela Ewan. She is a consultant allergy specialist at the Cambridge Peanut Allergy Clinic, and she treats people just like Dylan. Why are those allergies so severe, Pam?
Well, no one really knows why peanut allergy is so severe, but of the foods, it's the one that is the worst. And so it's the most common of the foods to cause very severe, sometimes fatal reactions. So it's a very bad one.
What age does it tend to kick in at?
Well, the average age is around 2 for the first symptom in a child, but it could occur at any age. And obviously that depends a bit on exposure. If you don't start eating peanuts till you're older, which is what happens now, probably that age of 2 is going to go up quite a lot.
And in the population at large, a person picked at random, how likely are they to have a very profound peanut allergy? And are you seeing that number climbing, staying the same, decreasing?
Well, 2% of children have a peanut allergy, so that means 1 in every 50. You could say almost nearly 1 in every primary school class.
And has that changed?
It was very rare to have peanut allergy until the 1990s. We hardly ever saw a case, and then there was a big increase in the 90s. It's gone up 3 or 4 more times since then. We haven't actually got the latest data, so we feel it's probably levelling off, but without hard data to show that.
And when a person has a very profound reaction, what's actually happening to their body so that they have that collapse and anaphylaxis?
Well, they're having this very widespread histamine release, which causes a whole range of different symptoms. But particularly in these severe reactions with peanuts, the main problem is very bad breathing. So they either get really severe asthma, even more often closing up of the lining of the throat. So they are basically being asphyxiated.
How do you investigate them?
We just put a little bit of peanut solution, an extract of peanut, onto the skin and prick it into the skin. It's not like a blood test. It's a very minor thing to do. And you get swelling and redness and itching. So you get a thing that looks a bit like a nettle sting.
And that tells you this person is reacting to it. So you know they've got an underlying allergy. How do you then manage them?
Well, the current management is avoiding the food, so avoiding peanut. Now, that's tricky because peanut is hugely widely used in the food industry. So it's in loads of things, not just the things you might expect, but it's added to unusual things. So it's very hard to do that. So that's the mainstay of treatment, combined with carrying the medicines to treat reactions. And the particular one for the very severe reactions is an adrenaline pen.
And the treatment that you've been investigating is, rather than treat the symptoms and rescue people, you're trying to stop it happening at all.
Yes, so we've been trying something called desensitization. And what that involves is trying to reprogram the immune response, switch off the harmful allergic response, and instead induce a beneficial response. It's not usually possible to do it totally, but you can certainly downregulate the bad response and upregulate, increase the good response.
How do you do it?
So we start with very small amounts of peanut. It's given by mouth, taken every day, and every 2 weeks the patient comes back to our clinic. We increase the amount they're given, and then they take that same dose at home. So every time they have a bigger dose, they're in a safe environment with doctors and nurses. It takes 14 weeks to go from a very tiny dose up to taking between 1.5 and 2 peanuts equivalent. It's not given as peanuts, but it's given as a measured protein, peanut protein.
We'll hear how Dylan got on.
There's quite a lot of peanut flour in there.
Micah, you've got what looks like a chocolate mousse pot.
And we open the capsule carefully over the mousse, and then we mix it in. Good job.
Yes!
It's given us the freedom to engage in usual family life and go on holidays, and in the event that Dylan is accidentally exposed to peanuts somehow, he will be able to tolerate that much better than he could before.
So you heard they're sprinkling little bits of peanut extract onto something he likes eating to make sure he continuously presents the particular thing he's allergic to. But why does that work, Pam? Why does that downregulate the profound response he was having before?
It is changing the regulatory cells that are in the system, which control the production of this allergic or harmful antibody. So it's trying to reduce the production of that. And we can show that by monitoring these patients with our tests, that the allergic antibody gradually declines.
What stage are you actually at with this, though? Because we heard from Dylan, he's one of your patients. Is this something that people can routinely come and seek out from your clinic yet?
No. Well, we've done a lot of research which has been published, which clearly shows the treatment is effective. What we're doing now is offering a sort of early access to treatment. We haven't got a licensed medicine, so we're well on the way to that, and we're coming up to the last step in the pathway. But in the meantime, we're offering this early access to treatment. We're doing it in the Cambridge Peanut Allergy Clinic, where we offer this treatment as part of a range of services we offer. Unfortunately, we're only able to do this privately because the NHS have not yet commissioned this and are unlikely to do so till we've got a full licence. So it's restricted, but it works on most people. Currently in our clinic, we're having success in high 90s, 95% plus patients. So pretty impressive.
It's really exciting stuff. And until then, stop putting peanuts in birthday cakes, you monsters. That was Pam Ewan from the Cambridge Peanut Allergy Clinic.